Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Welcome to the Childcare Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson here with Lisa fucking Murphy.
Hello.
And Bethany salving Corey. Bethany was just rubbing some salve on her heels before we started recording, which is great. Bethany's got a topic for us. We're going to get into it a bit, but I got something we got to talk about, guys. A couple months ago, we did a episode with Annie Friday, and we got talking about systems and strategies. You know, we talked for 20 minutes about, you know, if you can't find your keys, make sure you put your keys in the place, and just these little hacks you can have for life to make things a little bit easier. And so I figured one out.
Tell us,
and,
Jeff.
And well, okay, before we get into this, I got to say this was the biggest problem in my life, which just goes to show how out of problems I am. Okay. So you both have dogs
that's
in your life.
That's an episode right there.
Yeah.
Put your hand up if you're close to being out of problems.
I'm running out of things.
Oh, look, Jeff's the only one who raised his hand.
I'm running out of things to complain about. Okay, so both of you have hounds in your life.
Yes.
My biggest problem in my life is walking the hounds and then running out of poop bags.
Okay.
So, I mean, some people, they put the poop bag in their pocket before they go out on the walk so they don't have to carry the dispenser. And I've tried that, but then I'd forget to put it in my pocket or I wouldn't have a pocket. And then I'd find myself with poop without a poop bag. Not a good situation to be in.
I just tie it to the hand to the leash.
Just like a bag?
Yeah, like the poop bags that are...
The dispenser.
Well, no, we don't have... we'll keep talking. Our neighborhood does it differently.
Okay, so... Then so I put the dispenser on the leash. You know, you got the roll of poop bags, you got the dispenser shaped like a bone,
right?
Because that's cool. And you put that on the leash, and then you always got them. Except sometimes that roll runs out, right?
Right.
And these things are solid plastic, and you can do the you can hold it, and you can kind of try to judge the weight. But what you usually have to do is you got to open the damn thing up and look and see if you got enough poop bags for the walk you're going to be going.
So it's not like a cash register receipt. Like the last two don't have like a pink line through them to give you the.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to, what's going to make this easier? And like during the winter, I make sure I got an extra roll in my jacket pocket, but during the summer, I don't have the jacket pocket. So I'm out for a walk about a week and a half ago. And I thought translucent poop bag dispensers.
Ah.
So you can see through it and then you can look at it and see how many poop bags you have left. Right.
Or at least there's one, right? You know, at least there's one there.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, well, in my case, two with the two hounds. And so I get home and I go on the Amazon and I got to browse and I browse and I browse and I browse. And then I find the translucent poop bag dispenser that I can look through. And now, I mean, eight bucks later, and it came with a couple hundred poop bags. So, I mean, a decent deal. And now I know how many poop bags are left before I go out on the walk. And so I shall never find myself having to scoop up dog poop and put it in my pocket because I'm out of bags and don't want to be the asshole who leaves poop in somebody else's yard.
Dude, so that's when I make that public announcement to nobody, you know, like, I didn't realize I was out of bags. I will be back momentarily. And I'm mostly just saying it in case it's caught on camera, right? So I don't look like that dick.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I will not put dog poop in my pocket. I'm
no,
sorry.
I wouldn't do that either. But what I'll usually do is I'll bend down and pretend like I'm picking it up. And,
oh!
and so that anybody driving by will think I'm being a responsible person, even though I'm really out of poop bags. And then I'll come back later and get it.
You got to just put it under some leaves.
Yeah, yeah. But there's not always leaves.
Like, Florida, I don't always have.
Yeah.
Palm leaf.
But it's like a broom. You just sweep it all up. Our neighborhood has those, posts that are installed with the poop bags already on it, with a little trash bag already mounted on it. So we always just take extras, tie it, like I said, to the leash handle. So, I mean, I know before I leave the house, I mean, there's always going to
be. Yeah, there's that visual there.
There's always two on there. And if we, like today, I mean, he pooped twice on a 2-mile walk, you know, but there's those little stations through the neighborhood so you can just, you know, replenish.
That's nice. And I needed that visual, and I'm glad somebody had invented it. The only thing that bothers me is that I had to search for 8 minutes on Amazon to find them, because I mean, they should all be made that way, right? Because it makes everybody's life easier.
Or go back to what I said too. I mean, I'm sure somebody's probably invented that the last two or three on the roll have some kind of indicator strip.
Yeah, like the purple on the cash register tape, that kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Bethany, thoughts?
I'm a bit disappointed. I didn't realize. Yeah,
we just started.
I know.
Well, I have a long history of disappointing people, so not surprised.
I was really excited about this. Because I use the dog poop bags for poopy diapers.
Mm. Oh.
And so I thought it was like something revolutionary. And
well, don't you ever run out of them? I mean, do you have them in the little bone?
I don't have them in the bone because
they're shaped like a baby.
I want it shaped like a baby. Exactly. A little fetus that I pull it out of. So no, my issue is that every little dog poop bag container that I've had always breaks quickly. Like whether it was for the dogs.
Container. Yes.
Or the, and.
Yes, yes. And so mine, it's got a little clippy thing that holds it onto the leash. And that's nice, but I know that's going to break. And the other thing is, again, my lack of problems. When we walk, this jingles around. And it makes noises that annoy me. So what I'm going to do after I find, we've only been testing it for a couple of days, I'm going to give it another week. And if I still like it, then I'm going to zip tie it to the leash, and then the clanking around stops, which solves another problem. But yeah,
knocking against your hand.
Yeah, yeah. But this one is for the $8. It seems pretty beefy and translucent. Now, problem I had while I was browsing is poop bags kept coming up, and there are. What kind of insane person buys translucent clear poop bags for their dog? Because those exist.
They hate themselves.
I mean, who and why?
Maybe are they glow in the dark? I don't know.
I
think glow in the dark ones would be nice because we always do down and back walks because we don't have a decent like morning walk.
Like a loop.
Around the block.
You don't have a good loop.
I mean, we have a nice loop, but it's like 2.5 miles.
Yeah, too long
for
the morning.
I'm not going to do that in the morning. And so we always just drop the bag right there because we're going to come back. So
you are so much better human being than I am because I would intend to do that. But then I'd miss it. I'd get distracted by what I was listening to in my earbuds, and I would miss it. So I'm not good enough at being a human to be able to do that.
So what makes you a worse of a person to leave poop in a bag that you just forgot, honestly, or to leave poop unpicked up?
Well, and we're in the country, so like, if my dog poops in a yard and I don't pick it up, like they just pooped in the ditch.
Yeah, or a raccoon will come and eat it or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like it's on somebody's patio.
Right. yet.
Well, this has been 8 minutes of good pot here.
Well, I mean, so if we're going to talk about this, I'll throw something in the mix. It's not, it's dog stuff, but we bought Kane it's a doggy water bottle. So when he gets exhausted and flops after a mile, cause he's so hot. Now we try this. So we'll pour the water out and he like laps it up and then it's like a power surge for him. But the clanging is what reminded me of that, Jeff, because it's designed with that little carabiner, right, to hold on. And I hear that clink, 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 clink. I'm like, oh, this is going to make me absolutely insane. But I like the idea of a twist tie.
Yeah, the zip ties, the cable ties work really good. You just kind of clip off the excess there, and it cuts that racketing around. Go ahead, Bethany. Bethany made a gross.
Yes, I'm just Bethany? Thinking about how much weight is going to be on. Our leash now, like we've got.
Well, I've started carrying the water bottle, and at first I was like hitching it to him, like trying to train him to be some kind of, you know, Iditarod sled dog. He needs to be balanced,
he
right?
He needs a little vest. You need that you can hook things to, a utility vest,
right? Like when I was doing my 100, with all the little shit that was all attached to you and everything.
So he's got to have a water bottle on each side
exactly
of his back, so he doesn't tip over. Okay, well, since we're going to apparently do a whole episode on dogs, the the other thing that made my life better is I got the double leash, so two dogs, one leash.
Oh.
But this one, Bungie on the end. And so when there's a smell over there and somebody needs to go smell that smell, it kind of extends and doesn't yank my arm out of socket, which is real nice. I mean, one of the other options would be have a well-trained dog.
But who has time for that?
That's not going to happen. Stop licking me. Well,
you keep playing with all the leashes. He thinks that there's something going on right now.
They totally think it's time to go. That's nice. Any other dog-related stories? We're 10 minutes into this episode, it's hard to go another direction. Okay, Bethany, what's your topic?
Well, I thought a nice...
And we'll just roll this over to another episode if we need to. Go ahead.
I was thinking a nice segue would be people in the ECE world that are just utter shits, since we're on the topic of shit.
Wow.
Okay, I'm guessing you have an example.
I was going to say, I'm guessing there's something kind of fresh in your brain.
Well, so I don't know, sometime in the past week or so, Melinda in upstate New York, Melinda Marshall at Mountain Top,
friend of the show, Melinda family. Marshall. Hi, Melinda.
Childcare. We love Melinda. So she posted a cute picture of like two toddlers falling asleep.
The sleeping?
Yeah, falling asleep in their high chairs at lunch, right? Like they have cute little, high chairs that are sawed off so they're low to the table so they can be
so they're the same height as the other kids. Yeah.
And they weren't actually asleep. They had just like, they were getting sleepy and drowsy. And, like, yeah.
I've actually seen you in that kind of state. I don't think it wasn't food induced, but the trying to stay with it, but almost ready to fall asleep thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I honestly, babies falling asleep in their food is just like, what keeps my heart pumping. Like, I just love it. Like when they're taking a bite and they're mid bite and they just collapse. Like we're all just having a conversation and then they pass out. I think it's hilarious.
It's how you know it's been a good morning too.
Exactly.
When it's happening at lunchtime.
Yeah. Like, all right. So some old guy with his panties in a twist comes on and he's like, I was a licensor and I once watched children fall asleep in their high chair, and you shouldn't let children sleep in the infants sleep in their high chair, blah, 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 all this stuff. And we're all just like, shut up. Baby's falling asleep in their lunch is cute. But then it just made me think about all of the things that like you have got to let go of your like ideal situations when you're caring with kids. Like, finally, Melinda was like, okay, listen, folks. Like, I know what I'm doing, you know? But, like, why
that's
does she
not
have to
where do- they napped, right? Like,
exactly.
It's not like that's their crib.
Right.
Not,
like,
not like they're going to fall asleep in their high chair and Melinda's going to go out and have a cigarette or something.
Yeah. Right. But I'm like, why can't we just, like, I don't know what drives people to be such, like sticklers for what they think is right. Because, like, I have a lot of strong opinions about shit, but, like, as I've announced before, like, you know, I've made a craft with kids before, and, like, I'm going to own up to it. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I preach, don't do craptivities, I don't know.
Yeah, just, we've all been
I think the common denominator with this, if I can be so bold, is just the... It's how, now, again, I don't know the guy. I know Melinda. I don't know the guy. I don't know if they have a relationship. I don't know if hers page is just a public page and some dude just was randomly, you know, commenting on people's, but it's that anonymous, and I don't know how to say that word, anonymity, right? You know, I don't know their history together. They might know each other and they banter all the time, but I'm just saying there's that, you know, I type my feedback to something that I'm seeing probably 100% out of context, right? It's like an observer who watches you for 20 minutes and then extrapolates what they observe and assumes that all of this is how, like, what your practice always looks like. You know, dude, you were there for 10 minutes. You know, stop making these global generalizations of what you think I'm doing in my program. And if I don't have a history with you and have no idea who you are, it's easy for somebody to type and hit send and then dive under the table and never be heard from again, drop the bomb and run. And I just think that social media platforms are just have forever been guilty of allowing that to happen.
Yes.
And.
I mean, that's what they're created for. They're created for us to be able to do drive-by virtue signaling and those kind of things, because it gives us a dopamine rush, right? I would never let that happen to a child. I would, and then you feel good about yourself and your brain squirts a little bit of dopamine into your brain cavity, and you feel good about yourself for a few minutes, and then you go back to your pathetic, sad life until you have something else to virtual signal about, I guess. I mean, that's part of it, right? And the other part of it is, I mean, there a good subpopulation of the world and or online world are composed of just raving assholes,
which I think was Bethany's original point.
Really is.
So how do you guys deal? I mean, other than giving this guy some push, is that what he got? Is he get this guy dude got some pushback, or how did
here, okay, honest 100%. I saw the picture, same response as Bethany. Oh my god, how cute. And then, you know, keep so I liked it because, you know, that's what you do, right? Yeah. That was it. No commenting. I'm not reading nothing. But then, you know, you make the, not that you make the mistake of liking it, but now, you know, Facebook thinks I want to know absolutely everything that gets commented now on because I happen to just hit the thumbs up. And so I got all these notifications from this one post and I was like, what the hell happened over here? So I get over there and I saw that dude's paragraph. And you know what I did? I closed my laptop because I have learned that I get overly irrationally like protective and defending. And it just sends me down a dark, dark rabbit hole. And so I just have to back away, just back away. I saw nothing, you know, I can't take
you,
it.
You Sergeant Schultz'd it.
I did what?
You didn't watch Hogan's Sorry. Heroes?
Oh, you I have no background with that. Hogan's Heroes? I told Heroes? You about this before. I wasn't allowed to watch that one.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I just kind of, you know, do, which, you know, and the reason I do that is because we've talked about this is I've learned my lesson. I have learned that if you want to actually, okay, I've learned, I'm not making an assumption or a generalization for anybody other than my own self. I reserve my actual relationship-based context, banter, early childhood conversation with people that I know. And it's not that because I only want them to pat on the back and it's just this vacuum of everybody agreeing all the same about the same things all the time. It's that if you don't know each other, there is way too much, I feel like I'm beating the dead horse. There's too much room for misinterpretation.
Sure. Of
what did you mean by that? I couldn't see. And I experienced it with some of the online conferences that I was a part of. You know, things that I said that got taken out of context or literally were lost in translation. And it's like, oh my God, you are missing the complete point of what I was saying. And, you know, it's like, and I would say, it sounds like you need some clarification. Here's my email. Here's my phone number. But, you know, we can read what you're writing. And then if you have some questions, I would appreciate you coming to the source and not making up what you think I meant by something. And I just, my experience has been that's a little trickier.
Yeah. Online. Yeah. Well,
you can't read body language. You don't know what just happened before they hit that first comment. You know, you don't know.
They might've been out on a walk and ended up without a poop bag.
Right. And had to put it in their pocket. And yeah, now they're flinging it at my workshop.
Yeah, and that ends up setting the whole rest of their day off balance, which is why everybody needs a translucent dog poop bag holder.
We wouldn't be in this situation.
Yes, yeah. So we don't know. It's got to the point for me where, I mean, it's been 2 years since I posted on my personal Facebook page. I'd close it down if I could, but I have to have it to have the business one. But it's got to the point where I have a hard time commenting sometimes on my business page because I just don't want to have to fight because it's not worth it. And so I'll share information there but it's really not worth it because Bethany, what happened in your situation is this dude, he posts this and then he gets his shot of dopamine and all the happy chemicals in his brain. But then everybody that had to go defend their position and call him a jerk or whatever, they got the same thing. And Facebook relies on that. That's how they make their money. The reason people don't pay for Facebook is because they're the product. Yeah. And I mean, it's true. If there's an online service that you're not paying for, you're the product. And so all that user information is going into these companies and being sold and reprocessed. And so it's just a real hard thing. And all it is a cute little baby falling asleep in their spaghetti. It wasn't spaghetti, was it?
No.
What were they falling asleep
only at? That would have been, I think the trays were even empty.
Oh,
like,
man.
I think they ate all their food already.
Let's spend a couple minutes on this. The best food a child could be eating at lunchtime for them to fall asleep eating.
Spaghetti.
It's got to be spaghetti because you get the partial noodles all over and the
sauce. They don't have their shirt on.
You take the shirt off because, yeah.
It's spaghetti. And so it's just sauce is everywhere.
And you pick them up to go get them ready then for nap or cleaning them up or what. And you find it in the most random, you know,
you're pulling spaghetti noodles out of their armpits and everything.
It's in their diapers. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Download the little tops.
Yeah. It was so difficult. We would just, when they fell asleep eating the spaghetti, you know, just with not with like preschoolers, but with the infants and toddlers, we would just take them out of the high chair, hold them by the ankles and take them out to the driveway and hose them off. Because it was just so much easier. Sure, they'd wake up, but especially in like January, because that hose water is really, really cold in Iowa in January. But, you know, you got to get them cleaned up before you put them down for their nap. And we would wrap them up afterwards and make them all nice and cozy. But and sure, there'd be some fussing, but, you know, you got to do what you need to do, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, before we wrap this one up, have you ever fallen asleep eating?
Oh, I have.
As an adult?
Yes.
Oh, please tell me there's a story.
Well, I mean, it's nothing exciting.
Oh.
But when I first started the Children's Bureau and I had four toddlers, I'd be sitting on the couch eating dinner and Brian would bring me dinner and I'd fall asleep on the couch eating. He had a whole series of like Bethany falling asleep photos and things like that.
Oh my gosh. I want to see that video montage. did he grab you by the ankles and drag you outside and hose you down?
He did. Yes. Actually.
At least. Yeah.
Well, he is kind of a romantic.
He's tiny, but he's very strong.
takeaways for this episode. Get yourself a translucent dog bag dispenser, poop bag dispenser, only if you have a dog or use dog poop bags for other reasons. It's going to be a life changer for you. And think about how you're engaging on, I mean, what's the takeaway from the whole thing? Some people are assholes.
I mean,
this dude, he's probably an okay human being, right?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough to figure it out.
See,
to follow along.
Am I naive for trying to give people that benefit of the doubt? Because I'm growing out of it. My whole thing used to be that.
But see, that's what I'm saying is I think as people, the three of us here anyway, I mean, sometimes I think we're raw about some things, but for the most part, I think we do give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know if the platform allows for that to always happen.
Yeah.
I don't think it does. I mean, I think in real time, when I'm meeting a new group of people, I'm going in with an open mind of who these people are. Cause I'm gonna see you. I can see your body. I can see your eyes. I can see how you're interacting with other people. I don't get that benefit of the doubt if the first time I'm meeting you is in a group of 87,000 people on a Facebook page.
Yeah. But now I'm thinking about it, and I have that, I mean, in real life, I mean, it's really easy sometimes to run across a person and they do a thing that automatically makes you kind of put them in that, hey, you're kind of an asshole, I don't want to have anything to do with you category. I mean, it happens in real life, but I guess you do get more feedback.
It's not there out in public for the rest of the world to see for the rest of, you know, the rest of time. You know, if I make a judgment call like that, like I could be walking down the grocery store and be like, oh my God, what a dick, you know, but it's not like I'm posting it somewhere. Like it could be a thought in my head and it stays in my head.
Yeah.
As opposed to now something that's now out there that is going to maybe trigger somebody. And now 49 people want to comment on my comment. And I just think it just exacerbates it unnecessarily. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's.
Yeah. Cause in the real world, it just happens. And then you move on. Online,
I think even in real time, if it happened and you actually said something about it or you had some kind of an interaction with the person, you have, to me, it takes, if, okay, so let me back up because I'm trying to say too many words to say one thing. If I get an email that is going to take me longer to type a response than it would in real time to have a 5-minute banter, that's what I say. That's my MO. Hey, this sounds like a conversation. I'm too old to type this much. Plus, I don't know if you're really on the other end of whatever email address you put in. So if you want to still talk about this, email me back and let's set up a time to chat. Because now we can have a 5-minute conversation instead of all these emails back and forth that come No, it's too much volleying.
I would rather exchange 100 emails than have one phone call.
I know you would, and that's why I said that's my MO. I would rather talk to you for 10 minutes.
Did I tell you the story a couple months ago about the ladies in the grocery store with the masks?
Oh, I don't. Probably not.
Okay, so this is kind of, I mean, this is a real world version of that guy, Bethany. I'm in the grocery store, and I do not have a mask on because the grocery store does not require them. And I would say 45% of the people in the grocery store weren't wearing them. And the 55% that were wearing them, of the 55% that were over half of them were wearing them like as pirate eye patches or neck warmers or that kind of stuff. And so I'm in the produce section. I'm getting side eye from this woman in a mask. And I look at her. And she's wearing a fucking crocheted mask.
What did you say?
I said, you're wearing a fucking crocheted mask. Stop it with the side eye. And went on about my day. But that's kind of a version of that guy, right?
She's doing exactly that virtue
signaling thing. I mean, and it fucking had said some little bedazzling things on it, so like the translucent beads around the edges and everything. It was a beautiful mask.
But worthless.
Doing the same thing as my maskless self, except not giving a rash. But you know, and I guess it is what it is. Maybe that's what we're going to call this episode. It is what it is.
That sounds good.
This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. I'm sure it probably, I mean, we can't compete with this one. This is a high watermark for the podcast. So we're going to let you down on the next one, but we're going to try. Back soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.